Everybody in our family tends to row, basically because Jack got us started. My name is John B. Kelly III, grandson of John B. Kelly Sr., or Pop, as we call him. Pop Kelly was a great rower. He fell in love with the sport growing up in East Falls. It's just a mile upstream from here.
Kelly was born in Philadelphia in 1889 to Irish immigrants. My name is Cleet Graham, and I'm the Commodore of the Schuylkill Navy of Philadelphia. By 1916, Kelly was a national champion and the best sculler in the United States, with an unbeaten streak of 126 races. It's unheard of.
This piece shows John Kelly at the age of 31 in 1920, and it sits at a point at the end of the rowing run. So it's meant to really hover above the river as an iconic image that the rowers would see. My name is Linda Bantel. I'm an art historian and former director of the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts Museum. Harry Rosen created the rower in 1965. Kelly had a square jaw. He was muscular. He's a bricklayer. So all of that comes out in the piece.
Pop Kelly applied to the Henley Royal Regatta in England in 1920. Henley is like Wimbledon in our sport. It is the premier event in sculling, which is rowing with two oars per person. But literally the week before he was going to board the boat to go to Henley, he received a letter rejecting his entry because the Henley rules prevented a working man, and my grandfather was a bricklayer, prevented a working man from competing against gentlemen.
So now it's got its competitive juices flowing. And so he decides to go to the 1920 Olympics and race the winner of Henley, Jack Beresford, who was extremely well known. And indeed, he beat him. He beat him by 1 second in one of the tightest races in Olympic history.
When Pop beat Jack Beresford at the Olympics, he then sent his sweat-soaked cap to the King of England and declared that his son would come back and win Henley. He wasn't married yet. He came back to Philadelphia, married his sweetheart. They had four children, one of which was young Jack, or Kel, as we refer to my dad, who became a rower, a great champion himself, and came back and won Henley twice in 1947 and 49.
This piece was based on a photograph. So that's one reason it's so static. It shows him posed in the Olympics with what he's wearing, which is the standard tank top t-shirt, rolled socks. It is an over life-size piece, so it's meant to be both commemorative and inspirational.
Pop Kelly became a civic leader in Philadelphia.
Kelly was also the father of the famous actress Grace Kelly. Kelly died in 1960, but his memory just lives on and is cherished by rowing fans everywhere, especially in Philadelphia.